spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be.
Where did this crap come? I said it last hour. Rachel Maddow, queen of... It's not true. Cable news race last night. Number one, Hannity. 3.5 million viewers. And that's, of course, for the first time the show runs. Tucker was number two. MSLSD, Rachel Maddow, not quite 3 million. Laura Ingraham, number four. Lawrence O'Donnell, Hayes, followed by CNN's Cuomo, and Anderson's Pooper has just a slightly over 1 million viewers. And almost everybody, every single one of them are waiting for a plane to take off somewhere. How did that happen that CNN got to be the airport? I guess at a time, one time we used to believe a lot of what they told us before they got into the business of selling agendas. So the question on Drudge, will she, won't she? Well, damn it, she better, or forget about it. And I don't want to hear blah, 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 McConnell. Well, unequivocally than I did. And if my testicles were bigger than raisins, I would demand a hearing this week.
I do declare, sir, how rude. How rude indeed of you to mention my testes. How rude.
Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. Senator. Guy who sleeps in a bed with a guy with a gun. All right.
I refused. It's like we both are like, get that thing out of here, dude. You're crazy.
Thank goodness for your common sense, young
Joey.
Of course, Joey's been into other mischief.
Hey, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Howdy, young fella.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
Swarthy man. 504. Couple of calls real quick here with JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, all right. How are you?
Good. That Rachel Matt, I don't see how people watch that. I tuned in for about 15 seconds.
I think about half of our audience are curious conservatives who can't wait to see the new facial expression she's made to react in horror to Trump's latest success. Or how they're going to spin it, you know?
Yeah, I saw also, I don't know if it was you that was talking about it, one of those weather people standing and acting like they were just struggling in the wind,
yeah,
blowing in.
Mike Seidel.
That was too funny. He was busted, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Can I get that on the bump hour giveaway?
You certainly can, JJ. What's your month and date of birth?
125.
You are in. Thanks for the call. Let's go to JD.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, real quick. You know what? Isn't it impeccable timing that they tried to throw that blatant lie about how he ruled on birth control, and they left out the religious group part, and when everybody knew that was a lie, all of a sudden this miraculous girl comes forward to hit him in another way?
Yeah.
It's just they have the absolute best timing ever. And as far as watching CNN, I'll watch it every now and then. I just like to see who I could play poker against, see which one of them is telling me a lie that actually believes it themselves, or who knows that they're actually lying and knows it's ridiculous, but they're saying it anyway.
I say, so, if this woman is not ready tomorrow to stand there and look him and the rest of America in the eye and say, this happened, this is how it happened, then they should just forget it and have the vote and get it over with, because he's going to be...
You're absolutely right, Greg. There's been 65 other women that said, this guy's nowhere near like that. You know, this is not a good character.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you can't always judge a book by its cover, but this guy has looked like Mr. Clean to me from day one. Choir boy.
Exactly. Well, great show, you guys. I enjoy it, as always.
You want to be in the Bomb Hours Big Shot drawing?
Yes, that'd be great.
Month and date of birth?
1225.
You are in, Christmas boy. Thank you for the call. We got to get traffic news, and then we're back with Brad.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are looking real good for us right now. As we're headed home this afternoon, don't see anything on the interstate systems to give you any problem at the moment. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are moving along pretty well. There is some backed up traffic in the downtown area around Ripley Street and around the Capitol, so be careful if you happen to be down that way. If you can dream it, Reinhard Toyota Used Car Supercenter can make it happen. Get your perfect car, truck, or SUV at Reinhard Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Alabama Department of Corrections will be in court to argue why it should not be held in contempt for failing to meet staffing deadlines. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson set deadlines in May, June, and July for increasing mental health staff. Lawyers for the state say the new prison health care contractor has worked to meet those goals and has made substantial progress. September is Hunger Action Month. The Montgomery Area Food Bank is commemorating by doubling its mobile food pantry efforts today. A normal daily food pantry distributes between 5 and 7 tons of food. Today's pantry will distribute between 10 and 14 tons, feeding around 250 families. Senior citizens in Montgomery County were able to catch some fish with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's annual fishing rodeo was held this morning at the Montgomery County Ponds. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensee number 17022.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a shower are very small, but not zero. They will fade out in the overnight hours, if there are any, and then the low temperature falls to about the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. Rain chances, not zero, but closer to 10% tomorrow, and then a little bit better with isolated storms on Thursday, and then back to the scattered hit-or-miss storms as we get to Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Hey, our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone or tablet because it has everything. Current conditions, hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've heard of fake news. Now, get ready for fake weather.
I'm holding on to this street sign so I don't blow away in these hurricane force winds. Oh, and pay no attention to those guys in flip-flops taking a leisurely stroll on the sidewalk behind me.
Fake Weather Channel reporters brave unbelievable conditions, and we mean unbelievable.
The only way to cross this flooded street is by canoe. Or you could just wear galoshes like these guys who just ruined my shot.
Every Fake Weather Channel report is completely authentic. And when that gets boring, we bring in a wind machine and throw debris.
Whatever you do, stay indoors. Trust me, we really don't want you to experience these conditions. That would be bad for us. I mean you.
It's the Fake Weather Channel. When a hurricane goes from a Category 5 to a Category 1, we crank it back up to 5 again.
Back with more coverage of this year's Storm of the Century right after this.
Saddest thing, I actually saw a story about somebody who actually thought, why would Donald Trump create a hurricane like this that would hurt so many people? Jeez, have we dumbed ourselves down or what? That is so sad. It's 11 minutes after 5 o'clock. Nothing fake. This is the real deal here. Mr. Authentic. Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And how are you?
You know what? I'm doing great. It was a good day today. You know, we're trying to muddle our way through all this tariff junk.
Yeah.
and not so bad, you know.
It yesterday, really wasn't. After we talked, Fox News had two op-eds, one on this is the right thing to do, and the other this is the wrong way to go.
Right.
And I wanted to read the one that supported the president, you know, and the idea to do this. And I went back into history about how long this has been going on, how Chinese, you know, have been violating basically the code of the World Trade Authority or World Trade Organization. You know, they have not been an honest member.
No, they haven't. And that's the key point here. I mean, it really is. If you notice. You know, I mean, we really get upset a lot of times, obviously, with, you know, Democratic Party and the media and this and that. But take a step back and think for a minute. How much have we seen from a negative standpoint out of the news media or the Democrats really pushing back on Trump regarding these tariffs? It has not been that much.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because they support it. And a large contingent of both the Democratic Party as well as GOP absolutely supports what Trump is doing. This has been a huge problem. It's been going on for at least the last 20 years. And you're right. They became a member of the WTO, the World Trade Organization. I think it's, what, maybe 30 years, almost 30 years now. You know, it's been a great market, I think, and a great source of labor. I think you've mentioned that, Greg, many times on the call about, you know, cheap labor and that kind of thing. But now it's really become a very major problem. I mean, you've got the Chinese dumping steel, really cheap steel, and it does sort of threaten the United States, particularly from a military perspective. I mean, if you think about the fact that we were an industrial manufacturing powerhouse,
yes,
a steel manufacturer, and then we've sat here for the last, you know, at least the last two decades, I think you could argue, and allowed the Chinese to manufacture very cheap steel. They route it through places like Vietnam, Malaysia, and others like Thailand, Taiwan, and then it comes in under a separate label, dumps into our country, steel prices go down. And it forces U.S. steel companies to have to lay off workers. It's a real problem, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even talked about, you know, intellectual property rights and all of that. This has been a real mess, and I think Trump is really handling it well and pushing back very hard. The problem is that when you do that, it does create very disruptive processes in the global economic system, only because we've grown accustomed to the way things have been done for the last 20 years. And I think you will see, you know, here we sit, and I'll just frame it up for you, and why this is so important. Here we sit with an economy that is really very strong. Everyone, for the most part, agrees that, you know, the economic data that's coming in clearly suggests that we are expanding at a very rapid pace, U.S. domestic, that is. And then you see these tariffs, and allows Trump, and it also allows the Fed to be able to raise rates and allows Trump to push back on the Chinese. We've got a lot of leverage and a lot of power in this situation. And I don't want to get too complex on it, but when you start dealing with currency markets and you look at what's happened in the Chinese market, the yuan has gone down by over 7%. That forces the Chinese to use any dollar reserves they have to defend their own currency. That's very troublesome because their credit markets are in somewhat of a dire strait. Their stock market is down almost 25%. So we're putting a lot more pain on China right now than the other way around. And so it's very disruptive. That's why these markets have been kind of somewhat stalled, I would say, this whole year. And the strong economic story hasn't been able to sort of bear fruit in terms of stock prices. And I think that eventually we're going to get to a point here in the next few months that the Chinese are going to have to start to deal with us. They're not going to be able to take this much longer. And so we'll see where it goes. But as of today, we saw that, you know, yesterday we did the call. we were talking about, you know, the possibility that Trump was going to slap 10% tariffs on another 260-something billion in Chinese goods, and could go as high as 25. He, in fact, did that after we got off the call. And now China has responded with a somewhat of a tepid response. And that's why we got the big rally today.
I was just glad to see green when I checked the numbers. I'm always happy when I see that.
Well, I am too.
Yes. Good for business, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I mean, especially when you're in such a good economic backdrop as we are. You know, the first two quarters of the year, when I've been on the call reporting to all the listeners, you know, that revenues, earnings, you know, bottom line numbers going up very, very fast, beating the consensus estimates, you would expect the market to be a little bit higher than it is. But when you're dealing with a big issue like tariffs and the real threat and worry over the whole idea of protectionism, and if it's not handled well, that you could get into a protracted global slowdown that could eventually feed into the U.S. and maybe lead to a recession. Those are a lot of the worries and concerns. So, again, to frame it up, we have a market that is at all-time highs right now, an economy that's growing very fast, but prices are going to start to go up as a result of these tariffs. There's no question. And interest rates will absolutely move higher, which, by the way, tomorrow we have a big Fed meeting. They're probably going to raise the federal funds rate by a quarter of a point. So we have to watch all of this very, very closely, because if it goes too far and if we start to see the economic numbers get a little crack in them, that's when you get the sell-off in the market. And that's what we're all really, really, really dialed in, watching very close.
Grant, we appreciate the analysis, and it's always nice on a day where we see lots of green. If you would like to grow the green you currently earn, get the maximum bang for your buck, I recommend that you call Brant's office at 387-0094 and schedule an appointment to sit down and talk to him and meet the incredibly bright group of people he's put together there at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Talk about your financial future. Get a game plan going. How can I prepare for the future and get answers to questions that you, because there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your money. It's all about self-education, taking control, becoming managerial about your money. I learned a lesson a little bit late in life, but I learned it. So I'm suggesting to you, why wait? Why wait till tomorrow? Call 387-0094. Make the appointment, have the conversation, and take it from there. Brant, thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, guys. We look forward to talking tomorrow.
Same bad station, same bad time.
That's right.
All righty, man.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay, can you talk that quickly? No, that's not you. I always feel sorry for Jay because he keeps getting drowned in that plumbing commercial. Georgia Floors Direct would love to have you stop by. If you're interested in upgrading your current flooring or swapping out a room, maybe the room where the kids play is getting a little beat up, you can get a remnant and replace it for relatively pennies, you know, per square yard, and give it a brand new look with one visit to Georgia Floors Direct, where they have hundreds of room-sized remnants ready for the taking. Or maybe you've got a part of the house where the dogs tend to have little accidents and stuff like that. You now can get the Stainmaster at Georgia Floors Direct. That'll protect your flooring. Easy to clean. So, well, no matter what you need, you want to upgrade, you want to go from a hardwood to a laminate to a different type of carpeting, they've got every style, all high fashion, all contemporary at Georgia Floors Direct in one big location on the boulevard across from Lowe's. So stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers And please tell them you heard about him here. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little getaway traffic on 85 southbound, but then at South Union down to the interchange. That's really about it. The rest of everything looks pretty good. Stop and go stuff around the big intersections on the boulevard, and it looks like Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, and Atlanta Highway are doing pretty well. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our 6 locations for repair from certified technicians. And tire values like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of Michelin tires now through September 20th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Rich Thomas. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? It's really the only weather app you need with radar, future radar, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, push notifications on the latest watches or warnings for your area, and direct access to my daily video and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather, and you can hear my forecast anytime you want, right here.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That picture frame, those hooded strings, they are driving me insane. Unequal pizza slices, thoughts of different sizes. It's more than I can take. Missing parentheses, uneven caprice, Googling askew. Bags opened from the wrong end should be recognized as a sin, along with an unsolved Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. A couple of things. We still have time to get you into tomorrow's Bomb Hours Big Shot Drawing, which will take place around 3:20. We don't really get to take too many phone calls before 3:20, so I wouldn't wait till tomorrow. Call us now, even if you have nothing to say. Just say hi. It's me. I have nothing to say, but I want in on the drawing. We'll be happy to accommodate. At this point in the evening, we're kind of winding it down now. What's the Joey Clark Radio Hour get scheduled
to? We have Brandon and D'Anthony Turner on the show.
So it'll be an hour of sex talk, okay.
Well, it might devolve into that. I mean, that always happens on the show. But I'm looking at a story that Chad brought to my attention off
air.
Did you see the thing on what Dianne Feinstein said to, this is on Town Hall.
I can't say that everything is truthful.
Yeah.
I'm about to post it.
Yeah.
And with the following comment. Rules of the Political Road. An originalist nominated for the Supreme Court is accused of teenage sexual aggression with no proof, and the Dems scream for his head. But Ted Kennedy leaves a woman to die in a car he drove into a river drunk and can stay in the same Senate with these same sons of bitches that want this guy off. And I say no. And that includes even if he did get grabby. Actually, I'm living in Montgomery now because I'm trying to avoid facing the many women who would accuse me of something.
You worried?
No. No. I mean, there are some who could tell some embarrassing. The Rosemary Melfelder story is one. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
well, you probably didn't remember anything. How much champagne did you drink that night?
32 bottles. That was Labor Day weekend. So that was Friday night to Sunday noon. That's how many were on my bill. And the station manager, I thought it was all covered, you know. So I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. The station manager comes. I'd like to talk to you about this bill from the...
It's the same guy who found the crack in the copier when somebody tried to photocopy their ass.
Why is it that I have in front of me here a bill for $720 in cold duck? Whatever it was. I don't remember. Andre? No.
I mean, it wasn't bottom of the barrel, but it was...
No, it was okay. It was fairly...
32, yeah, that's pretty good.
But I was sharing it with the listeners. They got about half.
Sure. I wonder how much Melfelder had.
Oh, not much. How I wound up beached on her bedspread, stark naked, I don't know. So I have stories like that from my past, but you see, it's all out in the open.
Right.
So if I want to challenge Martha Roby for Congress in 2 years... Who's going to do what?
I think we need more openly sexual deviants in, like, high office. That way they can't be blackmailed. It's just, I did that years ago. That's hilarious.
This job is to prepare me for my career in politics. Because all my skeletons are out there, baby. Ask me anything. So should I post this?
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm just tired of the hypocrisy and the double standard and all that crap. Right, Bumnut?
To light things up. I'm on my way to the Battle of the Bands, watching my daughter play clarinet for the Pride of Millbrook. That whole Belmore Marching Band, that's going to be a slap out at the high. Let's see, Homeboy High School. I don't think they call it Slap Out High School, but that's where it's going to be tonight at 7:06. Start this clip. Get there.
All right, Mumnut, thank you. I think.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Big Shot.
Month and date of birth. Month and date of birth.
10/9.
You're in. Larry Stevens mentioned something about that, too. He is a busy granddad. What a great guy. What a privilege to know somebody like that and call him a friend. Let's see. Sindona, Collins, Dan, and the guy that rolls out in the big silver van when you play the William Tell in the morning. sent you a friend request right back. I'm working right now, so I can't get on Facebook. Yeah, I had a couple of people. I think I'm back at 5,000. So as soon as somebody gets pissed off at me and unfriends me, you're in. I promise. Butch, just stay on my back. That wasn't a very good way to put that.
No, not really.
Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. I think you've hit upon the winning political strategy. Just tell everybody everything so that way they can't blackmail you because they already know.
I went to rehab. I was an alcoholic. I did illegal drugs. I've been through all of it. I think those experiences will help make me an effective legislator in devising solutions for Americans who are suffering instead of handcuffing every damn doctor in pharmacy from here to Timbuktu with rules and regulations so people who need the stuff can actually get it.
As your slogan could be, what else could he do?
This is all I got left.
He's done it all. What else could he do?
Yeah, no, and Greg, that and people can't see it because I'm in here in studio. That little pose you just did with your arms out and your shoulder shrug, kind of a smirk of face. Yeah. What else could he do?
I never killed anybody.
That's good. Yes.
I never hurt anybody deliberately physically.
We could get you on the Armed Services Committee or maybe the Black Ops Committee, and we could change that. You could vote to kill some people.
Now, my crazy-ass second wife, the one...
Yeah?
I think that was after the Melfelder weekend. She threw a suitcase at me. It was empty. But... and I didn't deserve it. I would testify to the Senate. I did not deserve that suitcase toss, and I kicked it away with my foot and hit her in the head.
Uh-oh.
So she ended up...
Uh-oh.
You know, well, look, what was I supposed to do?
It was self-defense, Your Honor.
Yeah.
It was self-defense.
That's all. I just only tried to push it away with my foot.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, are you guys still taking entries in the Big Shot contest?
We are.
This week? Can I get my name put in that contest?
Yes.
Yes.
312,
My birthday is March 12th. Same as the goose.
The same as the goose. Gotcha. Yep. Thank you, MT.
Hey, you know what tomorrow is?
What?
Tomorrow is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr.
So, we'll see y'all tomorrow.
That seems to come around faster every year. Happy Warhawk. Here's Robbie.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you my birthday is July 31st. I want to be a Big Shot.
You're in.
Okay.
And we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Look who just walked in our room.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
Sit down there.
Well, hi there, Greg.
Yo, prairie dog.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Let me get my headphones on. I can hear you guys. How's it going?
I wanted to let you know, I got to ask you a question. All day, I debated reaching out to you for some help with my laptop.
I'm not a licensed psychiatrist, but I can do computers.
Well, all of a sudden, the numbers on the top of my keyboard stopped working.
Okay.
So I had one of those pressurized canisters with the little red straw you put in, and I sprayed the bejeebers out of it. I mean, sideways. When I was done, the left side looked like it was encased in ice.
Oh, jeez.
But it started working again.
Very good.
But yeah. I didn't want to bother you, but what would cause you to lose your one? Because I didn't realize how often I needed numbers.
Well, a lot of times that keyboard is broken into little sections of how it communicates, so
Dusting
it out keeps it nice and clean. If something gets jammed under there or stuck on something,
Now, if I go home and it doesn't work, can I call you?
Yeah. I'll be here for the next 45 minutes.
And by the way, I have met the doppelganger for Fun Size Jane.
Really?
She works at Dr. Kane's office. She's more than a dental assistant. She's really, really... But, I mean, it's eerie how similar they are. She's half Korean.
I'll have to get on Facebook and find her.
And just so sweet. I really lucked out because you never know. When I always wait to go to the dentist and until after there's a calamity, right? So it's been a fun couple of weeks. We've missed you, though.
Yeah, I've been running, but Britt keeps me busy sometimes downstairs. I don't get to see you as often as I should.
Well, hey, at least, if nothing else, I may be a worthless friend, but I'm good for business, right? I try to be. I try to be that for all of our fabulous clients here on this radio station.
Indeed.
So I got a request. I don't even think we played Weasel on Friday, did we? I wasn't even here.
I did, but I didn't. I can't play it the same way you
it
can.
Does have a,
oh, with all the little
I don't have the sorries and the thanks, Mr. Boodle. I don't know where all that is.
I'll give you a lesson in weasel stomping here in just a minute.
Well, thanks, Greg.
Can we leave you all alone for a moment? Or no.
No. But it's great. No,
I prefer
really.
If you're here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In all seriousness, it is great to see you.
Well, glad to be here for a hot minute. I know it's end of the day here. I'm sorry sneaking in on your last minute.
It's all good.
I've seen your doorknob.
What?
Several times in the last few weeks.
Well, yes, and they have had wonderful donuts on them. Those maple bacon donuts are, they're deadly.
Oh, they're deadly.
You know, I sometimes know that if I try something once, I'm going to get addicted and go crazy. Those maple bacon donuts at GNS, I can't. If I try one of those, I'm done.
Well, I almost had to. Got to eat Jane's. I was like, do you want a donut? She goes, well, maybe not this morning. I was like, yes. And then she came to the kitchen. I was making coffee. She goes, man, maybe I'll have one with coffee. I was like, said anything.
Dang, you need more?
Not today, please. Okay. I've got some work to do this evening. If I have two, I'll just be comatose.
Well, I offered. Anyways, great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Happy Tuesday. Yeah.
5:37 now. Our buddy here.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
He can get your computers. Oh, I got to ask you a question before I leave, too. But my, it's my birthday gift to me. I want to write the book, but I need to get a desktop, a cheap desktop.
Oh, yeah, I got you covered.
Set up.
Big monitor, big letters.
Because I have to sit down to write this. I can't, you know, if I, at a laptop. It's hard just to do the I started my magazine columns all about going to this called Num and Number. Very funny pun. But I'm going to start working on the book.
Yep, we'll get you a little desk set up, so that'll be your area. That'll be awesome. I can't wait.
Man, look what's happened here in just a matter of minutes.
Good. In middle of need.
Yeah. You take care.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Man. There is one of the great human beings. It's a privilege to have in my life. Wanted to mention, you can get your computers working, your networks put together. It's Harbin Consulting, right? H-A-R-B-I-N?
Bingo.
He's really good at what he does. But he cannot fix your lawnmower. He cannot tell you how to properly use an edger. But Lewis Lawn can do all those things. And that's why it's great to buy equipment. I get my computers through him because then when I need service, I ask him. Same thing with Lewis Lawn. You know, everything you buy there is a machine or includes a motor of some type. And those require service from time to time. Why not buy from a place that can take care of you after the purchase and honor your warranty card? They can't do that at a box store. At Lewis Lawn, man, that's why the professionals choose them. They buy the X-Marks, the Big Zero Turn Toros, and get all their equipment kind of stuff. I always check the, when I ever see a lawn service in the neighborhood, I always look to see where the equipment came from. And much more often than not, I see Lewis's name on the side. Because they've got to have somebody who can keep them. They don't have time to lose, you know, with equipment down for days at a time. It's hard to catch up in that business if you fall a little bit behind. So they need people to get them right back out doing what they need to do. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, all the steel products, all the Shindawa products at Lewis Lawn. Fantastic local business with great people at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5. And their number is 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A little getaway traffic on 85 southbound. Put that at South Union down to the interchange. That's really about it. The rest of everything looks pretty good. Stop and go stuff around the big intersections on the boulevard. And it looks like Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, and Atlanta Highway are doing pretty well. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. TV and movie star Wayne Newton live Thursday, February 7th at Impact.
Daddy, don't you want so bad? Daddy, don't you want so bad?
Wayne Newton, the Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet with hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a super start battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist. Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chances of encountering a shower are very small, but not zero. They will fade out in the overnight hours if there are any. And then the low temperature falls to about the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, again, a very hot day with a high temperature close to the mid-90s for the sixth day in a row. Rain chances not zero, but closer to 10% tomorrow. And then a little bit better with isolated storms on Thursday. And then back to the scattered hit-or-miss storms as we get to Friday and Saturday with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Hey, our weather app is the only weather app you need on your phone or tablet because it has everything. Current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise. You'll know what this day's about when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and stomp.
Sorry.
since Goose is laughing there, and she sent me a text. Let me see if I can pull this up. I'd like you to see this.
Okay.
Because I love it when she thinks of me while she's out doing something.
Sure.
And she was at a Lowe's down there in Miami and found, but this is even better than Discount Dracula's. Check this out. This is a haunted, like, radio microphone. With a flashing on-air sign.
That's awesome.
Isn't that neat?
That's cool.
That's
a cool little knick-knack.
I want one. I want one.
Yeah, go get it.
Perfect Halloween touch.
You deserve it.
After all these years, 40-some years
of
business.
Buy yourself something.
I have earned my way to a Halloween fake microphone to go with all the fake news we put on.
What should I go? Should I dress up for Halloween? Or am I getting too old for that? I mean, I haven't done it in the last few years.
Look, it's Janelle's favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation's her favorite movie, but Halloween's her favorite holiday. And Ryan loves it, too, so they just go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are, if you see a bat in their house, it may actually be one because they work with all those critters, you know?
Sure.
As it is, they're taking care of an owl right
it's
now.
Freaky,
I mean,
man.
A big owl, like a big white owl. Not the cigar, but an actual owl.
Yeah.
Caretaking for somebody. So, who knows? She saved, she rescued a baby possum.
What?
And it's so cute. Usually they're pretty ugly looking, but she's named it Penelope, and it eats out of her hand.
Wow. Yeah, I saw the other day, close to Larry Stevens, but somebody owns a pig, and they named it Larry Steve.
No.
And it's adorable. And that, it thinks
when you say adorable, are you talking like Rich Thomas?
Adorable.
It's up there. It's close to Rich Thomas level. Like, it thinks Cheerios come out of the bathtub faucet because that's how she gets it to, like, you know, take a bath.
Cheerios?
Yeah, it trained it with Cheerios to stand still while the water went over it. And now whenever it jumps in the bath, it goes up to the bathtub faucet.
Cheerios are a very effective behavior modification tool, especially with little kids.
Yeah.
Because they like those. And if you really want them to do it, you're bidding, you have to give them tricks. Because they're sweeter and more colorful.
I've heard tricks in a different way. I didn't think the
Did
cereal.
You hear what he just said?
I didn't think of the cereal, because the cereal sucks.
Oh, my God. Hey, guess what? The NFL had record low Monday Night Football ratings for Week 2. When are they going to learn? The Emmys, record low ratings. The Oscars, record low ratings. And most movies, most people couldn't give a rat's ass about, unless it's Captain Marvel or...
Oh, that looks awesome. Trailer dropped today.
Or Lord of the Flings. What?
Captain Marvel, the trailer dropped today.
Oh, yeah.
Looks
so did
awesome.
Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins.
Really?
Yeah.
Mary Poppins is coming back?
Yeah, it looks good, too.
Yeah, okay.
And Dick Van Dyke is in. I put the trailer on my Facebook page. What?
He's still alive?
He's 92, but he's in the trailer, and some people got pissed that I... But that's out there. That's not a secret. Should we listen to a little of this?
Sure, just why not?
And I can see it's real eager to cooperate and play for me. This
you got too
piece
many tabs
of,
open.
Well, damn it.
Close the other tab.
I'm working on it.
Now!
All right, let me hit it again. Here we go.
Everybody listen.
I honestly can't remember why we kept most of this stuff to begin with.
Oh, it's a foreign language film. It's English.
It was so magical, and you stopped it.
I'll tell you what, young Joey, I'll leave that tab up, and you and your friends...
No, I'm not going to play it. It's...
No, before you start
the
talking...
The feeling's gone. It's gone. Just close it.
Well, I'm going to listen to it until it starts to make me get teary.
Remember that kite? We used to love flying that with mother and father.
Those days are long behind me.
That's all I can take.
He's actually welling up, folks. No, I was too. That's magical. It's great.
Let me gather myself with a few moments of Australian news.
15 degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two today, a top of 19, it's 3 o'clock. Gaddafi has urged his supporters not to believe the lies he says are being told about what's happening in their country. Speaking in front of supporters at a ceremony to mark 34 years of his country's people power style of government. A Libyan warplane has bombed an area near an ongoing clash between pro and anti-Gaddafi rebels. Four toddlers have had a miracle survival after a car crashed through a cubby house at a Maui childcare centre. They were playing when a car ploughed into them shortly before 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Strong winds have hampered the recovery effort in Christchurch, stirring up dust and debris.
I mean, that's an amazing performance. We've all, at some point, you'll find yourself in the air with something going on physically that you just have to overcome.
Honest to God, watch out. This is going to be a Gallagher concert, except instead of a watermelon explosion, my head's going to be exploding. I'm cleaning my brains off the wall. I had things planned. I went to the trouble to put together all this production, and guess what? It's not in the system. It's nowhere. It's in the frickin' hinterland of the Scott system somewhere.
See? Yeah. I've soldiered through all of that. I'm losing it. I'm definitely losing it.
I like it, though.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. Here's our last call. East.
Hey, look, I was just struck by the idea that Wednesday night, October the 31st, we could have Discount Dracula night at Baumhauer's.
You know what? That's a great, that is a great idea.
Yeah, man.
We give away free capes.
Yeah, I'm
going to
wear my black cape and, you know, meow, right?
Yeah, well, okay. I'll go as Batman on laundry day.
I'm Zorro on laundry day. Yeah.
Zorro. Thanks for the idea. I like that idea, East. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You're into the big shot drawing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that settles that at 5:54.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things look real good still. No problems on the interstate systems. The Boulevard Atlanta Highway looking real good. The 31s are okay. Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are mostly clear. Enroll now for the mini term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. Then we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner, and Thanksgiving. If you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Jerks have to end.
It's Heartbreak Hotel up in here. Get out of my life.
I'm finished.
Everything comes to an end.
I'm gonna go home and sleep with my wife.
I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Bye.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Democrats want the nomination process of Judge Brett Kavanaugh delayed following a sexual assault claim against the Supreme Court nominee. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
We have two diametrically opposed stories. My view, Professor Ford's telling the truth.
California University professor Christine Ford says Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in high school. Kavanaugh denies it ever happened. A committee vote on his confirmation scheduled this week has been postponed. A homeless man faces charges for the murder of an amateur golf champion from Spain studying at Iowa State University. The body of Celia Arosamena found yesterday in a pond on a golf course in Ames, Iowa.
She had been stabbed in the upper torso, head, and neck.
Ames Police Commander Jeff Hoff says 22-year-old Colin Richards is jailed on $5 million bond.